On this week's episode, you'll hear from Johnson County Chairman Ed Eilert and Johnson County Director of Public Affairs and Communications Jody Hansen as they share details of this year's Veterans Day observance. They'll talk about why the county is committed to honoring those who serve their country. You'll also hear from several female veterans who call Johnson County home. They'll describe life in the military. Among those to share their story, a woman who's 105. Finally, a veteran will describe why she continues to serve now for the sheriff's office.
Whether you live in or just love Johnson County, Kansas, JOCO On The Go has everything Johnson County. Here's what's happening and what's coming up in the community you call home.
Thanks for joining us for JOCO On The Go. I'm your host, Teresa Freed, a Johnson County resident and employee of Johnson County government. Today, we're talking about Veterans Day. This year, on November 11th at 11 a.m., Johnson County celebrates all veterans of all wars with a special ceremony. This year, we're specifically calling attention to the wonderful contributions and service of female veterans in the county. To share more about this focus and the details of the event, I'm joined by Johnson County Chairman Ed Eilert and Johnson County Public Affairs and Communications Director Jody Hansen. Welcome and thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started with the chairman. Can you talk about the county hosting this event each year and why does this mean so much to the community?
Well, the event has been hosted by the county, I'm told, since 1987, so a little over 30 years. And we are fortunate, Gerald Hay, who is in our public information office, himself is a Vietnam vet. And Gerald is dedicated to really presenting outstanding programs honoring our veterans. This year, we are honoring the women veterans from all wars. And so it should be an extraordinary celebration. We've been able to hold the event in recent years at various locations around the county in the cities who have memorial parks dedicated to veterans in honor thereof. So this year we'll be in Olathe.
And I know a lot of work and preparation has gone into making this event possible. So Jody, if you can share with us some of the details of the event and also who will be speaking.
We are thrilled with the lineup we have this year, and every year we just have the pleasure of working with so many great partners to make this event happen. I'm glad you mentioned Gerald because he really is the heart and soul of this event and reaches out to make it happen. This year we're scheduled to have U.S. Representative Charisse Davids speak. Her mother, Crystal, served 2 decades in the Army, so we're really interested for her perspective. Other speakers are Lieutenant Colonel Molly Gillick, who is a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom and a member of the Kansas National Guard. We also have Louise Eisenbrandt, who goes by Lou. She's a combat nurse and veteran from the Vietnam War. She's one of the women featured in the November-December Best Times.
Okay, so a great lineup of speakers. And Chairman, you mentioned that we kind of look at it at honoring all veterans at each of these events, but we sort of call attention to special groups of people. So why this year are we looking at female veterans?
Well, last year it was the Vietnam veterans that we had special honors activities for. And so this year we're pleased to be able to honor our women veterans. I think many times we lose sight of the fact that many, many women have served in our armed forces over the decades. And especially in recent years, the number of women who are on active duty with the military. And so we're pleased to be able to honor them this session.
All right. Should be a great event. And we're very excited to have at this event this year a female veteran who just turned 105. So we're looking forward to her hopefully being able to join us for the Veterans Day observance. She was also featured along with 3 other women in the most recent edition of the Best Times that you heard about. That's the free publication that is delivered to older adults of Johnson County. Eric Schultz, our videographer at Johnson County, and as you also heard, Gerald Hay, a writer and editor of the Best Times, teamed up to tell the stories of the women in Johnson County who have served their country.
They met for the first time at this photo shoot. Mary Cox, Mabel Johnson, and Louise Eisenbrandt appreciated the significance of the moment. These 3 Johnson County women from 3 different eras served their country in 3 different wars. A 4th, Deputy Hannah Modrell, couldn't make it. She went from serving her country to serving her community, working in the patrol division of the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. In recent years, Johnson County's official Veterans Day observance has recognized a variety of veterans. This year, it's giving special recognition to women who served.
I think we're really touched that Johnson County is going to honor women this year and appreciate it, because I do think they kind of are the invisible veterans.
Mabel Johnson grew up in an era when women didn't serve at all, at least not in the Coast Guard. It changed in World War II when men in the Coast Guard were needed for duty overseas. It opened up an opportunity for Mabel.
The war came, and at that time I thought, oh, all these soldiers are going, maybe I can do something.
So she signed up. Mabel was assigned to the Coast Guard station in Cleveland, where she did office work. At age 105, she can look back on those years and know she played a part in the Allies' victory.
Unlike Mabel, Louise Eisenbrat, Lou for short, saw the ravages of war up close. She served in Vietnam as a nurse at an Army evacuation hospital. She was 22 at the time and says nursing school could not prepare her for what she was about to see.
Seeing the wounds, the things that the guys would come in with, missing two legs, maybe two arms and a leg, severe head wounds, which were often fatal.
Although her tour of duty lasted 1 year, her sacrifice continues to this day. Lou has been living with Parkinson's disease, which the VA has confirmed is related to her exposure in Vietnam to the chemical Agent Orange.
There was little thought given to what the after effects of that was going to be.
Mary Cox started her career as an Army nurse as America was pulling out of Vietnam. She never deployed there, but in the 20 years that followed, she was stationed around the world. Her war experience came during Operation Desert Storm.
We were probably one of the main hospitals that took care of enemy prisoners of war. We had separate wards for the enemy prisoners of war versus our soldiers. We had to keep the Republican Guard away from the Iraqis, main guys, and we operated on them a lot.
It was a place where the staff had to wear gas masks to protect themselves in case of a chemical weapons attack.
Chemical weapons are something Hannah Modrell knows all about. Here you see her following in her father's footsteps at airborne school, but she also received specialized training in chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. She took that expertise to Afghanistan, overseeing the defense of a forward operating base against those types of threats. When her Army service ended, Hannah wanted to make use of her criminal justice degree. That's when she came to the sheriff's office.
After my service in the military, I decided I wanted to continue to serve, maybe not my country this time, but as a smaller community so I could see the results of my service.
Service is the thing that binds all these women. On Veterans Day, Johnson County will give them and all the women who serve the recognition they deserve.
So those are some great stories. And if you can't make it out to the Veterans Day event, we'll stream that live on Facebook and we'll also live tweet the ceremony. And Jody, do you have anything that residents really need to know if they're planning on heading out?
In between the speeches, we're going to have some patriotic music, which we're really excited about. We do presentation of colors. There's a beautiful ceremony where we different people place memorial wreaths representing local veteran organizations.
Hopefully people come out and we have a great crowd. And if you can't make it out again, be sure to follow us on social media and we'll be able to give you all the details right there. And again, you can check out the video story of the three women on our website. That's jocogov.org. And thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And for a little more from one of the women featured in that story, we have with us Hannah Modrell. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, first off, just tell us a little bit about your service in the military.
I was an officer in the military. So I went to school first at Central Missouri and got my commission through them. So I started as a second lieutenant. I was commissioned into the Chemical Corps of the U.S. Army. So I did some training at Fort Leonard Wood for a few months. Shortly after then, I was stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. From there, I deployed to Afghanistan in 2012. I was there for about 6 months.
Okay, what was that like?
Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Not my favorite place.
Right.
it was pretty hot, and the area we were in was relatively kinetic, so there was quite a bit of fighting. However, where I was stationed was there was not as much. So the FOB I was on was relatively safe.
Okay. And so what sort of motivated you to get into military service?
My father, he was in the Army. He served during Vietnam. He was a Green Beret. And growing up, he always told stories about it. And I always heard that and became interested. And he told me, due to just my personality and my discipline, I should think about going into the military. He told me he wanted me to go Air Force because they have the best food and the best lodging. But I said, I want to be like you. So I went Army.
You're now serving the sheriff's office and serving the public in a different capacity. So what motivated you to do that?
So my husband and I were both in the military, but we made the decision to both get out. We wanted to be around family again. However, that desire to serve was still there. So I wanted to serve my community on a smaller level so that I could see the impact a little bit more.
And what are some of the rewards of both your service in the military and for the sheriff's office?
Just knowing that I can make a difference every day that I go to work. It's fun. It's a problem solving. Every day you get to solve different people's problems and see that impact immediately.
All right. And any thoughts today on just the focus this year, focusing on women in the military?
Sure. I think it's appreciated by all women, especially the women that served before me. They were really the people that led the way and made it possible for women of my generation to do what we can do. So I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your service. And also thanks for joining us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You just heard JOCO on the Go. Join us next time for more Everything Johnson County. Have a topic you want to discuss? We want to hear from you. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at JOCOGOV. For more on this podcast, visit jocogov.org/podcast. Thanks for listening.